coming to the Tree Fort. This is a back-to-back episode for us, but you're joined today by... I was almost going to call myself Philip Bowman. You're joined by...
You can be Philip Bowman.
Well, I'm used to introducing PB and JJ. So PB and JJ are here. You got Joe John. You got Philip Bowman.
We could be PB, JJ, and KK.
Well, I was going to see. We got to figure out where we can fit you into this sandwich.
It rebels me. Mrs. McMurray.
You're KK?
That's what my, like, nieces call me, is Auntie KK.
So, yeah, you're joined by Joe Johnson, Philip Bowden, and Rose Murray.
Rose Murray.
And, yeah, as Philip Bowden said, today's going to be a little bit more of a more casual episode. It's going to be a lot. Yeah, so hopefully you guys are starting to kind of associate the names and voices and kind of feeling us out a little bit. I will add, me and Philip Bowden were at a bar this week for the draft, and one of Philip Bowden's personal childhood friends... He changed his mind later, but he did say that I was his favorite voice so far on the podcast. He immediately changed it to you, Kaylee.
I was going to say, well, you
Rosemary.
Can fuck yourself. Whoever said that, thank you, I appreciate
which
you.
I respect, but I did feel very gleeful for a few moments there. Yeah. That's a jovial, is how I'd express myself. Yeah. But yeah.
It's good to hear the feedback.
I felt like a celebrity.
Yeah.
And then my heart was... ripped out of my chest. But
when he changed his mind.
Yeah.
But no, I'll say that. I mean, we're putting these up. We're hoping that you all listen and spread the word, and it's nice to hear that it is, you know, starting to grow.
Yeah.
Starting to spread. Like Dunk, you know, listens to
shout out Dunk.
Our podcast when he goes on his runs. Love it. McFadden listens to it every single time.
Professional darts player. We're giving shout outs right now. Yep. Welcome to the casual episode.
Yep. I knew McFadden before you knew McFadden.
I know.
Yep.
He's my McFadden.
I love Mark. Shout out Mark. But it always is funny when we play Xbox together because he's introduced me to a lot of his friends on Xbox. And he'll always, or at least he used to always introduce me as his manager. I'm like, that's so much pressure, bro. I'm high as shit right now. I'm trying to play Xbox. I always said, we're just people right now. that's what I like to say. But yeah, so today's episode is going to be a lot more on the casual side.
Yeah.
We do have a little structure, so I think you can, you might have already said it a little bit, but we can kind of talk about what this will be themed around, concerts, reminiscing.
We're just reminiscing. We're talking about concerts. I'm somebody that listens to music a lot in the shower. We talked about that one, Shower Nightclub.
Shower Nightclub's big.
Shower Nightclub is big. Did it this morning. It was fantastic. Been to many concerts and was just kind of thinking back on some of them and just thinking to myself, what's the best one I've been to? I know Rose has been to a bunch, and her musical spectrum is quite vast. So, you know, her answers, I value them. So wanted to know what she thought. And Jojun is just a little... child who is sheltered, and he's
an average sized child.
He's been to
thank you
not many.
I would say slightly below average
concerts.
Yeah, I like concerts. I just haven't been to a lot of them. I don't know why. Like,
you haven't watched movies, you haven't watched shows, but we're gonna
hey, don't come at there's other things. How old am I? I'll be 28 in June.
I feel like I was you when I was 28. Like, I really didn't watch shit, and now I watch everything.
Well, it's
time.
Like...
we're going to start
molding
I
watched a lot of, like, sports. So, like,
yeah.
Instead of TV, like, instead of movies or TV, I would just put on a basketball game or whatever. I'm less... like, I used to be so into basketball, I could watch the two worst teams play and have a good time. So I'd just always pay for NBA League Pass, get every game, and that's all I watched for, like, 5 years. I'm less invested now. I care more so about my team, but I can't just sit there all day and watch things I don't care about. So
True.
Now I'm slowly getting
introduced
to
it.
more like of the traditional media, movies, TV, etc. So
you're a handsome ball of clay.
I do love
mold into just this pop culture dynamo.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you and me are like exact opposites. Not that you don't like sports, but like in the sense of like you are like going to trivia with you, like you are perfect for trivia. Like just with like your wheelhouse of knowledge. I know a lot of things. I wouldn't say I'm dumb, but not of a lot of it's trivia related or like that kind of like media.
Sure.
I think that helps our dynamic.
Yes.
So I'm just defending myself, but very casually.
Fun fact that I set aside when you were talking about that you're from Binghamton, Arthur Shawcross was for one day placed in Binghamton before he came to Rochester. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
You were spared. Because your mayor was real fucking pissed.
Okay.
All right, then.
So, as far as concerts go. yeah, so let's talk concerts. So, what do...
Yeah, so I mean, the way you introduced this to me is you want to talk about like your top three favorite concert experiences. So I've been to three concerts. Like, I said five earlier. I've probably been to more that I just can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to a ton of like really big concerts. Or I do want to go to a festival this year. I think that would be fun. Mm-hmm. My buddy, shout out Tyler. He is like
big. Tyler Witt?
No, I grew up with him. No. What's his DJ name? It used to be Calcavelli. Now it's something else. I think it's just Calca, which is his last name.
You're friends with a DJ and you held this for me?
So he's just now what I was going to say is he was big into like going to like festivals and like more EDM stuff than like traditional music. But like that's his big thing. And now he's getting into DJing. But I want to go to, I think I'm going to one in July with him. So it's
where?
Not,
what is it? Tell me.
It's in Kansas City, which is where he lives. So I'll have to look it up, but I'm going to go to something this summer at least. That's
what's his similar DJ name?
I think it's just Calca, but it's Kalva. He like literally just started doing shows, so like I don't know how big. Like if you have SoundCloud, you might find him.
I found him.
Cool. I don't know how good it is, so don't. If it's bad, don't tell me.
I add him to my library.
Cool. So Tyler, I'm sure you're listening to this podcast because I just plugged your music. I'm not even going to talk to you about this, and I'm going to wait for you to bring up this with me.
Yeah.
So we'll
see if he does.
Yeah, so I'm reaching out, but I've definitely been to some. I just don't think I have like three really great stories that I can tell. Cool. So I'll be more of a passenger here, but I'll still participate, and we're still going to have a good time.
All right. Well,
so with that being said, I mean broke. This. Well, no, I was going to ask you.
You asked me.
What triggered this idea of making this I don't know if it's series, but this an episode. How did this come to be?
Well, I think this is just something that I wanted to do to kind of let everybody in on the tree fort.
Just get a little bit more personal hour.
People know what's going on. What we're thinking, what we like to do in our spare time.
We just have names, but
I like the idea of. And was it you maybe that said this, or maybe McFadden said it? But if one time we pretended we were somebody else and did a different voice, and like see if people like picked up on it. Barnum and I did that once. We got hammered and went to the mall. We were at the mall and got hammered, and we went
as two do.
Where?
What?
Where?
Eastview Mall.
Oh, at like the sports bar place, Champs.
The parking lot. And then we pretended we were British, and we were Christmas shopping.
Why didn't you just have Barnum pretend that he was a Canadian-sounding Canadian?
I don't know. But we were British, and we were Christmas shopping. We were British brothers. Christmas shopping for all parents.
Oh, my God.
Pip, pip. We're just gonna... Oh, right. What do you think about this? Oh, that looks nice. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Something that I do envy of the Brits is just their like ability to use slang so fluently, and the fucking sea of just
tart
beautiful fuckery that their slangs are.
Whistle. Did you watch it? Ted Lasso.
No, I haven't seen this most recent episode.
While we're shouting out languages, shout out to Australians, just for their use of the word cunt, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rock good cunt.
Like, it's not that offensive there. Hmm. You can just say cunt.
I mean,
so, yeah, they get their flowers for that.
Sure. So, anyway, concerts. Do we want to go... So, I think it's kind of like a top three, but it's also like... I've got one that's like, it was a phenomenal band. It was a fantastic time. Shenanigans ensued. So it's like a good story. My second one is a really close second because it was a good band. And then the third is like, there's like five or six different ones I could talk about. And I don't quite know which one I want to go. I think I know which one I want to go with. But, so I'll start it off then with...
Yeah, go for it.
My number one, let me set the stage for you. September 11th,
2011. That's not where I thought you were going. I thought you were just going to go into a 9/11 joke.
No, not you. Watching the documentaries.
Me?
Thinking of...
No,
him.
Have you told that story?
No.
When it was like right when I first got an iPod Touch, I went on LimeWire to download the Transformers movie so I could watch it overnight. And I was like 12, 13. And it just turned out to be a 9/11, like...
conspiracy
movie. Yeah, but like a conspiracy from the place of like they did this shit and we're going to talk about why. So it wasn't just like speculation. It was like planting seeds. It was like they talked in a different factual lens as if it did happen. And I just sat there one night as like a 13-year-old kid because I didn't have Wi-Fi at my house yet. So I had to go in the very corner of my room to download anything and use my neighbor's Wi-Fi before like everyone had passwords on their stuff. So I just laid there and just watched the 9/11 documentary instead of Transformers. I think it would have been Transformers 3.
Damn.
So yeah, September 11th, 2011, 10 years later.
2011, 10-year anniversary. I find myself in Toronto. Me and my buddy TC went up to Toronto for the concert. Made a little weekend of it. It was a real cute dude's day. Drove up. So I had my passport. He did not have anything. Didn't know that you needed a passport or enhanced license. Got that all squared away. Really funny because everybody's like, oh, they're going to give you a bunch of crap when you come into the country, not when you leave. Which wasn't the case. That lady at the border was a giant pain.
Canadian lady?
Yeah. Canadian lady was a giant pain. And he had gotten the temporary license, or the enhanced license, excuse me. And we got over, went to Niagara Falls, to the casino quick. We didn't have a hotel. We had the ticket. We didn't even have tickets for the show. We just said we were going up there for that. Went up there, did that. So... made a whole day of it. Went to a Blue Jays game. Blue Jays Orioles game. It was awesome. Went out in Toronto. Had a blast. Got hammered. Absolutely hammered. And TC walked through a fountain. You know those fountains where it's like it's flat and it just looks like the sidewalk, but then there's like jets that come up? So, like, we're walking...
He took one straight to the butthole, didn't he?
On purpose.
Oh, my God!
We're at every time I go to the bathroom.
We're walking by, and we see the show start going off, and he starts walking through, gets absolutely drenched. Absolutely drenched. And we went to a couple other places, did some other things, but... went and saw Pearl Jam at the Air Canada Center.
Shout out Air Canada.
Yeah. I know it's not called that anymore, is it? I don't know what it's called. But where the Maple Leafs play. So went there. Pearl Jam. We had tickets. So tickets were $80. And we were behind the stage. So the stage was... if you think about like an arena, it was like you were saying with Metallica, they were in the middle of it. Pearl Jam was on the end. And we were behind it, but up a level so you could still see. Right? So at first, when we bought them, it's like, okay, you know, these tickets have $80. We're in the building. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It actually was sick because we could see. Like, yeah, they weren't singing at us, but it sounded perfectly fine. And they did one song where they turned around and sang to everybody else, but it was a two-night event where they did a bunch of songs, or they did, you know, a bunch one day, a bunch another day, obviously. And pretty much on the day that we went, they played all of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. So I was very pumped about that. That Rearview Mirror, that is my favorite Pearl Jam song. They played that. It is on YouTube. It is unreal. I just remember being pretty drunk and raging during the song. Had a hell of a time. But the cool thing about the show, like when he comes out, Eddie Vedder's got two bottles of red wine, both of them gone by the end of the show. And the cool thing about it was because of our seats, he was hammered, was jumping around for the encore. Neil Young came out and sang Keep on Rockin' in the Free World. And he jumped off of one of those like speaker things at the front of the stage and just fell, just straight up ate shit on the stage. And like, if you were in a normal seat watching that, you'd be like, oh shit, he's like down. But because we could see like down what he was doing, he's just laying on the ground, dying, laughing and like just rolling around. And it was like, it's just that moment that nobody else would have saw. So I loved it. We then went back home and everyone's like, oh, they're going to give you so much crap on the way back through. The guy, the U.S. guy was like, you're coming back home? Like, yeah, we went up for the Pearl Jam concert. He's like, oh, you son of a bitch. I tried to get off for that. They wouldn't give me off. He's like, yeah, go ahead. He's like, lie to me and tell me it wasn't sick. I'm like, it wasn't sick. And he's like, all right, go on. That guy was cool. So that is the best concert I have been to.
Nice.
Questions, comments, concerns?
No concerns.
Okay, good. There should be.
My question would more just so be about your friend who just didn't realize that, like, you should have documentation
going Jesus to a different Christ. Country.
It was 2011.
It was on September 11th. Like, literally why?
It just seems like a big oversight on everyone's part, like specifically them, but like nobody double-checking before you guys leave the air. Oh.
So I said that. He didn't know, so we got him the enhanced license like right before.
Oh. You said it like you guys were driving to the border and I had no idea.
I thought guys were saying that you got across the border without without the documentation and they were going to give you a hard time on the way back. And I was like, imagine being stuck.
Why
in
would
Canada.
They give you a hard time they if wouldn't, you she had did, enhanced though. License?
So she did because it was a temporary one.
Okay.
But the lady, a temporary. Because, like,
you have so, to like, wait. You guys just did.
I was told passport. When I got my temporary, like, you cannot use this to get, they will not
went.
Let you.
So we went, and she's like, what are you doing? We're like, we're going up for the Pearl Jam concert. Where are you staying? Don't know yet, because we didn't get that far.
Oh, and you wonder why she gave you a hard time.
And so we're going to stop at Seneca Niagara, or the casino there, and figure it out. And then she was, okay, and like, just a whole big thing, pain in the butt, but we got over. It was fun. It was a blast.
One of the times I went over to Canada, I was going for one of my, one of 50 asshole ex-boyfriends, like, frat proms is all I can literally say that
like
it was.
Like the formals?
There you go. And I had gotten my enhanced, like, right before, like, the day before, gotten the actual official card in the mail, but it was right before my 21st birthday, and it said, like, not valid until my 21st birthday, or, like, something very strange. And so I brought both my old ID and my new ID with me, because I was like, I don't know what fucking one to use, like, if this is going to cause an issue. No issues getting into Canada. We stay for the weekend. We come back. Our car is full of, like, luggage and clothes and my fucking, like, curling iron and shoes and outfits and, like, whatever. And they make me pull off on the side of the road, and they go through all of my luggage, completely tear apart my entire fucking car. They pull me out of the car, and my boyfriend at the time, and they pull us into, like, a room in a building off to the side, and they're like, why do you have multiple IDs on you? And I explain the situation, like, oh, you know, I just got my enhanced, I was confused by the dates, didn't know if it was valid, so I brought my others. And they were like, no, you have another ID on you. And I was like, I don't know what your, his ID? Like, what are you talking about? So it went on for, like, 20 minutes of me just being, like, fucking oblivious as to what they were talking about. And I was like, I'm sorry, like, it doesn't say it's valid. I just keep repeating myself, so forth and so on. And then I find out probably, like, 4 days after I come home, after I'm, like, going through all my shit, that one of my girlfriends in New York had left her ID from when we had gone out to the bar the week before, and she happened to be fucking Pakistani. And they literally thought that I was, like, trying to fucking smuggle something because I had some third ID hidden in a wallet, shoved in a bag that I didn't even fucking know was there, some Pakistani girl. It was, like...
That's crazy.
That's last... I think that is the last time I went to Canada. It was, like, a whole 2-hour ordeal.
Hmm.
Huh. Fucking, yeah, that's all I can say.
Don't smuggle Pakistanis.
Don't fucking tell me. They, like, whipped out my curling iron, or it was a wand, you know, where it doesn't have, like, the clicky thing?
Yeah.
They're, so it looks like a fucking iron dildo with a handle. They're like, what's this for? I'm like, curling my hair. Help me.
That's crazy.
Looking good.
Wow.
Rose.
How did that story start? Was that you talking about your concert experience? Because she'd been in Canada. Oh, okay. I was like, is that about a concert?
Yeah, about the American side just being assholes.
Uh-oh, we have a visitor. Hello, buddy. Oh, you're being weird.
Rose, your number one concert.
Yeah, let's hear your number one concert. What's your story for there?
It's so hard for me. I'm going to say Red Hot Chili Peppers just because it's fresh.
From, like, 2 weeks ago?
Yes. It's fresh. Nice. They're an absolute bucket list for me.
Is that your first time seeing them?
Oh, yeah. And it'll be the last time because they're so fucking expensive.
Well, how old are they now?
The 50s.
I was going to say, because I used to, I mean, I'm not old, but I used to like them like 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. They were fucking amazing. The stage was, like, very unique. We had pit tickets. The pit was not super overcrowded. They had high noons, which made the experience that much better.
Love a nooner. Shout out nooners.
Yeah, they're, like, mid-50s-ish on average, and they're still fucking... Flea came out walking on his hands, wearing a fucking kilt, and he's doing, like, toe touches the whole time, and, like, getting up on the speaker and fucking doing ninja kicks off, and even Anthony Kiedis, he's wearing a fucking boot, like a walking cast, on one leg, and then the other leg has a knee brace on it, and he's fucking running laps. There was a moment where Flea was like, oh, I just had a little baby boy, and, like, I really wanted to make a little lullaby for him, something to just, you know, send him softly to sleep. So I wrote this little thing for him, and he goes, like, he's going to start in gently on his bass, and he just fucking goes into a fucking face melter. Him and Chad Smith just fucking rocked it. It was amazing. It was so amazing. The applause from the encore was louder than the loudest of the music. Like, I thought I was gonna have hearing damage and, like, covered my ears for the crowd. It was that loud. Wow. It was fucking nuts.
So they still put on a really good show. They're not, oh, like, yeah. Okay.
It was so, and, like, it was different than seeing other groups that had been together for so long, like Metallica or, like, Journey or Dave Matthews,
mm-hmm.
where it's like they know their set list in and out.
I was going to ask you, what do they perform? Do they perform a lot of the older stuff? Or do they? Because I think they still have some newer stuff, too,
yeah,
right?
Their most recent album is Return of the Dream Canteen, and they probably did 3 songs off that.
Which came out when?
This year, maybe.
Okay.
2023 or maybe 2022. Yeah, because I know, like, one from the year before as well.
Like, I think the album's called Californication. Like, that's like, my favorite the one. Time period.
That was my first album I ever owned. I was in 4th grade when it came out, and... I fucking know every word to every song in order on that disc.
And it's so funny because I'm, like, too young to make, like, mixtapes on, like, CDs, really. Like, that wasn't really a thing. But I made a mixtape on a CD of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
And it was so bad. Like, just the song choice, and it was not a good thing. But I do, that just popped up in my head as a memory.
The Strokes open for them, and, I probably only know, like, 4 or 5 Stroke songs, and they open with something, a song I didn't know, and they're I don't know, like, what their setup is or, like, if these are all of their founding members.
I only know, like, four or five Strokes. Period.
How many do you know?
But I don't know if it was, like, the original folks, but, like, they had fucking five. They had a bassist and four guitarists, and I swear that one of the guitarists... Yes. I swear that one of the guitarists also picked up a bass. The fucking lead singer at some point after the first song, he's like, that was, like, the worst applause we've ever gotten, like, while on tour. And, damn, like, the crowd booed them. Go fuck your mother, Julian Casablancas. Go fuck your mother!
He's... Yeah. He's one of those guys.
They had, like, hardly any front lighting, and I could still tell how balding his situation was. And he wore sunglasses through the whole thing. It was dark as fuck. You could have tripped. Stupid. Still number one show,
although, their guitarist, Albert Hammond Jr., very good.
Couldn't tell you which one it was.
I don't know if it is one of the four, but he has his own stuff, and pretty solid.
I'll just say my favorite concert. I don't have, sure, like, a long story or anything to tell about it.
Okay.
But I got to see Luke Combs in concert, not last year, the year prior, and that was a really cool experience. That was, like, the year I really started getting into country music, because going into, like, lockdown COVID year, like, I didn't really like country music, but I just had so much free time on my hands working from home for a year to listen to stuff, so I just got so bored of, like, what I was used to listening to.
Right.
And this is when I picked up listening to podcasts a lot too, because I just needed something to stimulate me, like, during the day, because I worked from home for 2 years straight. So I did start getting more into country music. Then I went to Nashville, got really into it. So that was, like, the first big country concert I went to where I was, like, actually into the genre of music. And Luke Combs is really good. So that was probably my favorite concert. It's also probably one of my more recent ones. I didn't go to any big concerts last year. Like, I like going and seeing live music, but not, like, you know, like, just, yeah, at a bar. Yeah, so I'll just throw that in. That was probably my favorite concert.
Where was it at?
C-Mac.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, now I want to go back around and you can talk about your second favorite concert.
Sure. Second favorite concert, and it's a close second, but I saw Ben Folds at Water Street probably in 08, maybe. And why that's a great concert for me. So... The people, so he was doing some sort of, like, a cappella show at the time. I'd have never seen an episode or heard about it, but he was talking about, like, having these people come do it. And so the openers were a cappella groups and zero interest in it. But what was so great about it was that his show, his set, he played every song that I can think of that, you know, being a pretty good Ben Folds fan, he played all of the hits. And the only one, some guy the whole time was just like, play Bitches Ain't Shit.
And like, was it you?
No.
Were you the some guy?
No, that was not some guy. Which is not his song, but he does cover it. And he did not play that one. So that guy was probably disappointed. But he played... So Army is my favorite Ben Folds song, probably. And he played that last. And so the whole time I'm, like, waiting for it. And it's building up. Played it. Loved it. He is super good. He's just a good entertainer. You know, he's... amazing at piano. He spent some time, he put an Altoids, so he opened the piano, put an Altoids tin on the strings, and then was playing, and it sounded like lasers. It was crazy. He just had a bunch of stories about Rochester and his time, you know, being in Rochester. He loved it. He said, I'm sure he says this about everywhere, but he said the song Free Coffee is about going to, what's the coffee place in the city?
here. Oh, spot coffee?
No. It's like Java.
Something. Java juice?
No. I don't know what it was. But he was talking about that that was... he wrote it off of that song. Or he wrote the song because of that, that coffee place. So, and then when he took a break, you know, when they, oh, you know, we'll be back to do the encore or whatever, he had a girl come out and he's like, she's phenomenal. She plays ukulele. She auditioned and played Island in the Sun. She's so good. She comes out, she starts playing, and something's kind of off, like she forgets the words. And she's like, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember the words to Island in the Sun, the Weezer song. She's like, I learned it for the audition, and I don't know it. And so then she was just up there by herself. Ben Folds came out, played the drums for the song, and helped her out. And it was just a fantastic moment. So that is my number two, Ben Folds at Water Street.
What's the main group that Ben Folds belongs to?
Ben Folds 5.
Why am I thinking like a fucking postal service or something weird? Was he ever in another?
Ben Gibbard. Death Cab.
Okay, yeah. I get Ben Gibbard and fucking Colin Meloy, or Meloy, however you pronounce his last name, mixed up.
Decemberists.
Meloy. There you go.
They wrote a bunch of songs together, so that would make sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Ben Folds does Brick. Love that song.
Nice. That's very good.
Probably the most popular one you would know. Or anybody would know.
Yeah. So, awesome. Yeah. Good story. Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
Rosemary, do you have a second favorite?
I had it in my mind and now I forgot it.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, well, that'll do it today.
Oh, it would be fucking this last summer. My husband and I went to just one day of Izu, Electric Zoo, in fucking New York City. And that was awesome. We specifically went for this, like, really unique EDM artist called Apache. We would always mispronounce it and say Apash because that's how it's spelled. APASHE. And he literally mixes, like, fucking Bach with, like, really heavy, like, house music. And his live show was fucking sick. It was the last of the night. We caught Memba right before him, which was awesome. We caught a fucking huge Diplo set. We saw Joel Corey as well. I think that for it being, like, a 20,000-person, like, festival... It was extremely well organized, like, not crazy expensive, really good food vendors and stuff. And the crowd was honestly, considering how fucking huge it was, the crowd was great, and it was, like, really clean. Like, they had a fucking porter potty city, basically, and it was all very, very clean, even at, like, pretty late hours. My, like, favorite kind of moment from there is that we're like kind of standing waiting for Diplo to come on, and this girl with pupils the size of fucking saucers comes up to me, and she's like putting her face an inch from my shoulder, and she's like, I like your braid. And I did not have a braid.
Nice.
But she was like very, very nice. So whatever she was on, it was working for her. And like most people were like that. They were just like, I love your vibe. I'm like, I don't think I have that, but thank you. Like, yes, thank you, queen.
That's great.
Yeah, everyone was like that. It was like a great fucking crowd. It really made the experience.
Nice.
Vibin.
My second favorite concert, again, I'll just throw it in. I think it would be Zac Brown Band.
Are they country or are they like folk?
They're kind of country. How would you describe them? You're wincing.
Gross.
You don't like them?
No.
Really? I do. They're kind of country, but they're I wouldn't say like, it doesn't have like a lot of twang to it. Is that an appropriate way to say
they're
it?
They're like...
Like southern twang.
I don't know how to describe it. It's like pop country.
I wouldn't say quite pop, but yeah. Not, like, it's kind of like a hybrid.
Oh, wait, he does Chicken Fried?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pair jeans to fit just right. And a radio.
See, I like it. It's kind of like...
Oh, I fucking love this song.
It is country, but it's kind of like just easy drinking music.
Yeah, I love that song.
And exactly. It's like, because that was the vibe. Like, it was just very easy going. It was a good day. Like, that was the only concert I've been to at Darien, which everyone does talk really bad like about Darien. Yeah. We had seats. We were not in the...
Oh, I think it's worse when you have seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Again, it's my first time that I witnessed a concert there. I know everyone talks down about it a lot.
I am a seat person, but like, I stand the whole time, but I just like knowing that I've got an area that is mine.
Yeah. Also, I was like... it was the week of getting my wisdom teeth out, so yeah. I just kind of, like, I mean, I wasn't, like, drugged up on the painkillers or anything, but, like, I definitely just got, like, a good, like, vibe.
You
going.
Had a and really I, good vibe.
And I wasn't.
I like it your was, vibe.
I don't know. So it was just, like, the first time in the whole week where I wasn't thinking about how sore my mouth was. I was pretty messed up, and I also felt skinny as shit because I didn't eat any food that week. So I was like, I feel good. I look good.
Hot boy summer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was feeling good. So that would be my second favorite concert.
At the Zach Brown Band concert.
I'm pretty sure that was, like, the next week, either before or after the Luke Combs one.
Jeez.
So, I, yeah.
Dang.
That was, like, the one time where I felt like a concert goer for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am the exact opposite of a seat person. If there is a seat under my ass or under, like, behind my legs, I hate my existence. I am a really? Pit girl.
My knees.
Or I am a fucking general admission. Like, if I think that I'm going to be harmed in the pit, like, there's going to be a lot of fucking moshing, I just get regular general admission.
My knees and back like, get too achy. I can't stand for that long.
I don't
I just fucking get so blasted, I forget I have legs.
I don't like the lawn because... It can, if it rains, screwed. And I like the idea that I'm with people. If I need to sit down, because yes, my shit gets tired, I can sit down. And then when I want to stand up and dance it out, you've seen me dancing, you know.
Unfortunately.
It gets destructive. There's body parts flailing. There's innuendos abound.
Fucking, so for Darien specifically, yeah. Like, my dad would always go and see Dave Matthews both at Darien and at CMAC, like, you know, where it's, like, 2 days apart. And, he would get those, like, fucking nice seats that are, like, kind of where you can have your own box, but because he had, like, a big-ass wheelchair, he would be, like, I don't know if they'd give him a box or if it'd just be, like, a row without seats, but, like, really good, really close, unobstructed views for the same price as, like, general admission. And, if I, like, begged him, he would, like, let me go with him, but if I begged him and he was pissed at me for something, he would buy me a ticket, like, either for regular general admission or, the last seats under the tent. And I thought that was, like, okay until it rained at Darien and we were in the last seats under the tent. And, you know, it comes to multiple peaks and then it has a ridge in the middle. We were in the middle in the back. So it was like a fucking waterfall when the people in general admission were just getting sprinkled on. So I was like, can I just go stand in general admission? And they let me. But I think that for that, for Darien, that's another reason that I think it's just
better. Well, that's because they had a bad design.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I don't like Darien. But, yeah, CMAC's much
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, CMAC seemed a lot nicer, like, a place to be.
I've never been to CMAC.
I've only been to the one time, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Well, let's see what they've got.
Did you say your third best story?
No.
I was going to say, because, like...
So,
yeah, go ahead.
I've got two. Let's go with a 3A and a 3B. Both of them are at CMAC. And both for different reasons. So I would go 3A was just before COVID happened. I was in the lawn, which I hate, but I did it. Dan was there.
Dan
Clement.
Oh, okay.
And
shout out.
It was the Bare Naked Ladies and Hootie and the Blowfish concert.
Ooh. I like Darius Rucker a lot.
Yep. And what's great about it is one of my best friends from home, Trevor. Shout out, Trevor.
Shout outs.
Him and I, when we would drive home from Cortland, we would put a song on. Or, you know, this song would would always find a way to pop on. It was Not Even the Trees by Hootie and the Blowfish. Fantastic song. Very heartwarming. And then not only when we would drive home from school, but like road trips we would take, it would pop on every single time. It is our song. We saw it live. Hammer drunk. And so it's just one of those moments. There's a video of it on my phone of us singing it together. It's one of those moments that you'll always have. So that's probably number three, because that's a nice moment. 3B would probably be the Avett Brothers concert. I went with a buddy I used to work with. I think we had lawn seats, but we just walked in like we owned the place. Nobody said anything about it at all. And I was on the front rail, so like in C-Mac, but off to the left, so like 10 yards from the band. And it was phenomenal. So it was the closest I've ever been at a concert. Really enjoyed it. So those are my threes. There's a couple others, but for various reasons, we won't talk about them. Shenanigans ensuing. So yeah. Those are my three.
It's like very hard for me to pick a third. This wasn't at a concert, but like side tangent. One time I bought very expensive, like a box seat or whatever for Drake and Lil Wayne. Maybe? I think they both played together.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
Darien Lake, like probably around 2011, 2012, something like that. And I got so fucked up pre-gaming, we ended up not even going inside the venue and had someone drive us to a strip club instead. Didn't even inside.
That'd be number three. Didn't even make it inside.
It was a great fucking experience, yeah. All in all.
For Drake and Lil Wayne.
Yes. I would say fucking probably around the same time, maybe 2012, summertime, beautiful fucking summer day, really like nice and warm, 80 degrees, Toby Keith at fucking Darien Lake, and I don't remember who he had open. I think that I was pure alcohol. I went dressed as a total fucking idiot, wearing like a pony dress and like these ridiculous cowboy boots, and I came like riding a pony on a stick, you know, like the childhood toy. And I got so many compliments, which was like just embarrassing for everyone that was complimenting me. And I feel like everyone, even if you don't listen to country music, knows a few Toby Keith songs. But the best part about it was we were in like general admission, so up on the lawn, which at Darien Lake is slightly pitched. I guess more than slightly pitched. Like if I sit on the lawn and someone sits with their feet to my ass behind me, they can see over my head.
Yeah.
And this is like later in the season, I want to say like July, and just at sunset, it starts fucking downpouring, but it's still very warm and it's like perfect weather. And people start body sliding down fucking general admission, and everyone's just fucking soaking wet and covered in mud, and it was just perfect debauchery, and I think, like, that was a great experience.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
And I was with, like, we were, like, a group of 20 people that all went together, so it was, like, it was a good...
That's awesome.
Good mix.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Dave at CMAC, or at CMAC, at Darien Lake.
I've seen them somewhere. I can't remember where.
That's the one that...
They play at Darien and CMAC usually every year.
Maybe I've been to one of those places more than once. I've definitely seen Dave once.
Mattis Yahoo opened. It was awesome. Threw up, like, twice. Once at the concert. Well, once before the concert. Shout out to Trevor again. Because I threw up, not on his car, but adjacent to his car. And then I threw up in the park because I don't do well with rides and drinks. So, fun time. Everybody was there. All the boys. What else? What are some other good ones?
I was going to say, this isn't a good experience, but before we got really famous, Logic came to Brockport.
Oh.
My first semester there, and he used to be really big on, like, freestyling while doing a Rubik's Cube to, like, that was, like, his thing for a while. I don't know if he still does it or not. I've never really been a fan of Logic. But it was just really funny that he was at, and again, like, he's a really famous guy now. Like, he became a pretty big artist, like, immediately after that. This was, like, 2015. But it was really funny just watching, like, 100, like, literally just 100 people at a Logic concert. It was maybe a couple hundred. It was not a lot. The room was empty. We left immediately. But he's just, like, freestyling, doing the Rubik's Cube, and the scene was just so lame.
That's so, like, weird.
Like, it came off so sad. Like, I can't believe that he
got... What kind of room?
It was, like, so this is at Brockport. It wasn't, like, I don't know if, well... Anyone's been to Brockport knows the Cirque. It's like the athletic facility where all the basketball courts are, but it's also where they would do the concerts and stuff. It wasn't there. It was somewhere in, like, the athletic, like if you went to school for, like, sports management or something, that building. It was a decent sized room, but for a concert it would have been really small. And it was nowhere near full. Like, there had to been at most maybe 300 people there.
Wow.
And it was like, it was their fall concert. My first semester there, my junior year, and it was just so whack. So I just think that was funny, especially because he became, like, again, he's, like, a really popular artist, performer. Not my flavor, but, yeah, just a funny story.
Who else did the summer, or the concerts for you?
So, oh, that's what I wanted to do this is a big story at Brockport. I think it would have been that spring. It was supposed to be, like, probably their biggest, well, it would have been one of their biggest concerts, because they had a couple people, like, a few years before I went there, but it was peak Fetty Wap. It was when Fetty Wap was at his peak Fetty Wap. So, but it was a whole big thing, though, because he just no-showed. So, like, it was his crew, which apparently he did a lot at the time. Now he's in jail. But it was such a big thing. Like, it was one of my biggest memories of Brockport. Because, like, his crew, Monty and all them, they were there. So, like, they opened, the show was happening, and we're all like, where is he? Like, waiting. And then eventually, like, we're all, like, checking Twitter and stuff. Because apparently, I think he was either in Syracuse or performing at Syracuse the day before or earlier. And then all of a sudden, they made a rumor that he had, like, a motorcycle accident. So he wasn't going to make it, which... Again, I can't remember. This is 2016, so that may or may not have been true, that he had a motorcycle accident, but he definitely could have performed because he performed later on. And I remember at the concert, like, they were telling us, like, eventually they're like, all right, guys, it's not going to happen. Like, this is as good as it's going to get.
Dang.
And we all, like, everyone starts booing and stuff. And someone took, like, I think it, again, this is all memory, and it's been a long time since I've even talked about this. I think someone had, a weed bowl, and they threw it up on the concert stage, like, when we were all booing and just upset. And I do remember, I don't know if they were performers or security, they were someone in the crew, but they were, like, talking shit, like, ready to fight up there. They're like, who, like, yelling who threw that, and, like, it was just such an awkward situation for, like, what was supposed to be a really big spring concert.
Damn.
So we all eventually got refunds. There was, like, a big apology, but I remember he went on, like, either Instagram or Twitter or something and was talking shit because, like, everyone was, like, on his Instagram, like, yo, like, what the fuck, like, you bail, like, you piece of shit, like, upset.
And he was
like, responding online. So I do remember that was, like, a really big thing, at least in my view, when we for Brockport spring of 16.
Shit.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah, I always do. And I do remember, like, it was BSG, Brockport Student Government, that, like, set it up or whatever. Do you guys ever, you remember Vine?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Vine of the little girl holding the Barbie doll? And she goes, give me my fucking money! And she throws it, and then they do the NCIS. Dun, dun! I just remember sending that to the BSG account when they posted something about the refunds.
Oh, my God.
Give me my fucking money! So, yeah, that's another funny story of a concert that never was.
Sure.
Yes.
That I still had a great time. Like, that would probably be in my top three just because of how funny everything turned out.
Dude, I've had, like, I feel like just as many, like, great experiences that I've had. Usually not from the music, but, like, the crowds or fucking freak incidents happening at concerts. I have just as many bad, you know, stories that I have as I have good.
I'll segue off of Joe John's there. that college concerts, like Brockport had Passion Pit.
Ooh.
When I was just graduated.
I know they had Kid Ink when he was, like, when he first came on. He's not big now, but he had, like, that one song, You Can Tell Him That I've Been Through Hell and Back. I don't know if that's enough. I'm gonna look it up. It was, like, hip-hop. I think they had Wale there before, when he was really blowing up. And then they had, I didn't really like him at the time, but they had Boz and Jid, who are part of Dreamville. J. Cole is his. I like them a lot more now. They were both very new, and I would probably assume underground when they came to Rockport. It was a much smaller, like, fall concert type thing. Mm. But they were there.
So, when I was at Cortland, I think it was maybe J. Cole in Chamillionaire.
Mm.
And J. Cole didn't show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that, like, something that I've never had someone not show.
I think it happens more often. I don't know if it happens a lot, but it definitely does happen with, like, hip hop, I would say.
And I'm assuming that you must refund tickets. And pop
a lot more so than the country and stuff.
Gotcha.
That happened, and then The Fray came.
Ooh.
Didn't go to it, but and then who was the...
Can I side tangent real quick?
Yeah.
You just reminded me because you went to Cortland. Mm-hmm. So my favorite podcast is... it's one of Barstool's podcasts, but it's not super Barstool-y. It's Macrodosing.
Yeah.
And they just ended up talking a lot about D3 football in their most recent episode, which...
Are you talking about Cortica?
Yeah, so they actually ended up talking about Cortica, which was really funny, because one of the girls on there, she went to Ithaca College. But, like, they're all, like, from Tennessee or, like, from South, and, like, none of them know what's going on. So it was funny, because they just kept ending up talking about, like, D3 football, and then they ended up talking about Cortica and, like, how wild of a time it is, because now they do it at, like, they just did it at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And they've done it at MetLife before. So it was just cool, because they was, like, that's, like... I know I didn't go to Ithaca or Cortland, but it's my favorite podcast, and it's, like, a nationwide one.
It's like, cool, because, like, these people picked up a fucking car.
It's like,
a car.
I remember, like, everyone back home in Binghamton freaked out when Family Guy just said the word Binghamton in passing.
Oh, my God.
Like, 13 years ago. So it was just one of those things where I'm like, that's me. So you can go back to your story, but that was my side tangent.
Yeah. Somebody drove... What was it? The last time I was there, somebody drove an ambulance. Someone stole an ambulance and drove it into a house at Cortica.
That is ridiculous. I feel like it's much the same, like, the stories, because my girlfriend went to Cornell, but, like, she lived in, like, a house with a bunch of girls that went to Cornell or Ithaca or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think a couple years she would go to Cortica, and I don't think it was one of the years when they flipped the car. I think she would have been out of there, like, a year or two before, like, a year or two after or something. But when I saw the videos, it is, like, the college equivalent to any Chicago team winning any finals, fucking cup, whatever, and you being in Wrigleyville. Like, it is, I was there when... one of the years, like, the Blackhawks won. Did they win 2 years in a row, or was there, like, a year in between?
Maybe in between.
So I was there...
That's when I was there.
...visiting for 1 year, and then living for whichever other year was there. Yeah. And, I mean, like, I was right there on, like, the main intersection, and you could literally see a stopped cab in the middle of the intersection, completely surrounded by a sea of people, with a human being standing on top of the cab, hanging from a fucking streetlight, and that is Cortica.
Yeah. Yep. Lived it. Done it.
Dang.
Yeah, I wish I went to a Cortica when I was in college.
I would have died.
Yeah. I also got to Brockport after they got rid of Brock the Port, when they had that riot. From my understanding, they, like, when people talk about the Brockport riot, it sounds like it's overinflated. But they definitely did have, like, a similar thing that got too crazy, so they got rid of it. And then they just ended up doing, like, I don't know, summer field days or some shit.
Stupid.
Which is, like, obviously, it was still, we would all just go drink, but, like, it wasn't as, the event itself wasn't more as fun. But there was a car that got flipped. I do remember hearing about that.
I would love to, like, just, like, passively watch that. I'd love to be sitting on a stoop and watch that happen on set. Be like, that wasn't me, officer.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about your least favorite concert experiences to maybe round it out?
Yeah.
If you have anything coming to mind.
I'm trying to conglomerate them all because there are several.
Well, I'm sure it's also, there's probably good moments and bad moments in the same ones if you're messed up enough.
Oh, yeah. One I told Matt earlier was my girlfriend really wanted to go to, I think it was Luke Bryan.
Bryan, yeah.
She, like, for her birthday, she really wanted to go to this, like, country concert, and it was not anyone I had heard of. She, like, forced me to listen to several songs, and I was like, okay, I'd really rather not. She's like, I'll buy your ticket, let's go, da-da-da. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So it's at Darien Lake, and we're in general admission, and she's a very social butterfly and is, like, making friends with everyone. She knew a whole bunch of other people that were going to be there, so we're, like, hanging out with them. I'm, like, wearing all black, a fucking Metallica shirt. I am quad-fisting tall boys of fucking Twisted Tea, like, two stacked on top. The top ones are open. I'm drinking both, like, you know, doing curls. And people are so, I am so perturbing that people are perturbed by my appearance and presence. And we both get so fucked up because we figure that we have a ride home with, like, someone mm-hmm. that she was with at the time. And he ends up going off, like, with his friends. And we are both fucked up at this concert that is, like, an hour away from our houses. And so we had to just sit in her car in the parking lot for, like, 5 or 6 hours to become sober enough to drive.
That sucks.
And, like, at one point, I remember, like, security coming up to us and being like, everything okay here? And we're like, yep, we're just trying to, you know, sober up, trying to be responsible. And they were like, it's 4 a.m. And we're like, yep. Yep, sure is.
Sure is.
Go
back in, like, 2 hours.
Right. Like, probably the first, like, concert that got me into, like, the EDM that I listen to now is, like, one of my girlfriends took me to Bauer at, where did you say earlier? Seemed like you were familiar with it in Syracuse.
Westcott.
Where it's, like, and if you go into, like, a high school auditorium and then you take out all the seats where the floor is, like, pitched downwards. And it was, it, like, it was a great set. There were, like, at one point, like, Bauer and, like, two other DJs up there. And there were, at the beginning, like, not even tipsy yet, there's these fucking kids doing some sort of fucking weirdo dancing. I don't even know how to describe what they were doing. And one falls and completely takes my legs out from underneath me. And I sprained my ankle hard, like, uphill on this fucking pitched floor and, like, hit my head real hard. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, definitely, like, fucking sprained my ankle, but, you know, this is still an opener, so let's just get real fucking wasted about it and forget, you know, and dance for 3 hours and everything will be great because that's definitely how life works out. And it was at the end of the night, you know, we were having, like, the bartenders give me bags of ice and we were, like, duct taping them to my fucking sneaker. And at the end of the night, we go into my girlfriend's car and she's like, all right, like, let me see your ankle. And I, like, put it up on the dash and it is as wide as the widest part of my thigh. Like, I have never had a sprained ankle look like this ankle. And I went to the doctors, like, the next day or the day after. And they're like, yeah, it's definitely a sprain. You know, here's some crutches, yada, yada. I've sprained my ankles a jillion times. So it was, like, nothing new. But 4 or 5 weeks later, I still could not fucking walk on this, like, could not put any weight on this sprained ankle. And I, like, went back again. I'm like, are you sure that it's a sprain? And they were like, yeah, it's just, like, a really fucking bad one. So that was yeah. definitely a good time.
Well, yeah. I've had some bad sprains.
And then several months later, I developed, like, a fucking stenosis in the back of my head that, like, basically fucked my whole life up that could quite possibly have been from when I hit my head.
Jeez.
So thanks to weirdo fucking kids that don't know how to dance.
Yeah.
At the fucking Bauer show.
Always ruining it for the rest of us.
Fucking freaks.
My word. I don't have anything bad that has happened. I would say the Decemberists at Art Park.
Oh, I just went there this past summer. Right. I loved it there.
I know.
It was cool.
This was inside in the shell. And they were phenomenal, but they stopped, like, halfway through because the lead singer's voice was not participating or not great, I guess.
Like what, he was getting like laryngitis or something?
I don't know. I think it was a great concert. They did well. It wasn't what he was expecting the voice to be, or if he was having issues or something. So they cut it short, which sucked. But
I guess, what do you mean?
I don't know. He was just, I think it was, he had sore throat.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Certainly don't fault them for it. I would say one that I won't see again is the Lumineers, which I like their music, but I went to the concert, and apparently they do this all the time, is they will stop in the middle of a song and just say, if everybody could just put their phones away and just be in the moment.
Oh.
Like, we and then they just sit there.
Shut up, dude.
They just sit there quietly.
Yeah, no way.
Quietly until like
I take videos for when my pickle-brained alcoholic dementia kicks in, right, and I can remember that I came to this fucking show. Thank you very much.
I think it's different in the sense that like there's, I know it's like usually more so comedy shows, but certain people, if they're like doing shows of like listening parties for songs, right, that haven't dropped yet, like they'll put it so you have to like lock your phone up prior to.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm okay with that, but like if you paid to be there and they're not restricting cell phone usage, that's kind of corny.
Yep. Yeah. So for me,
especially when they're like, be in the moment.
Yeah. Right. Like, I see their side of it. Like,
I'm here, just and
be,
I'm pissed.
Be in the moment with us. But that's also, like, I spent $60 on these fucking tickets. Like, if I want to take my shirt off and, like, stand here. Then
and
I'm
put
do that.
Ranch on one nipple and, put, yeah, and gravy on the other nipple.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I have paid to be here.
Well, if, like, if you don't want people having phones, make them lock them up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a and thing, like, now.
I've definitely heard from whenever, within like the last like 5 years or so, that Kevin Hart came around. I'm not sure if it was Rochester specifically, but he definitely had, you know, where you can't have phones. But it's like because they're doing the same skit every time.
Yeah, they don't want someone to post their Netflix special.
Right.
This is a concert where it's like, and they did it in the middle of Ho Hey. It's like, oh, your most popular song. Like,
so did they pick up and then play the rest of the song? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, they stopped, and then we're just like,
yeah, that's kind of
like
lame.
Wait, and it's like,
Lumineers, I know you're listening. Okay. Kind of lame.
I would have Mexican standoff and like just fucking kept. I would have zoomed like, in on their fucking face and like, been like, "Fuck you."
Okay, and yeah, so it was just super weird. But apparently, they do it all the time. I'm like, I get it, and I've talked to some people. They're like, "Yeah, but that's fine. Like, be in the moment. Like, okay, cool. Like." But I don't remember shit. Like, if I'm hammered, I barely remember the concert I'm at.
Yeah, so. I feel like I definitely, even for, like, the Chili Peppers, which, again, that's, like, bucket list for me. It was a huge fucking show. Absolutely loved it. I probably only took, I want to say, 10 pictures, maybe a cumulative total of 30 or 45 seconds of audio. The whole fucking show. And they played for an hour and a half. Like, yeah. I'll fucking do what I want because these tickets cost me $870. Yeah. Fuck you.
And the funny thing about that, at that concert, I caught the set list. Like, they ripped up, you know, they throw the picks and throw the drumsticks.
Oh, cool.
And then they ripped the set list off, crumpled it up, and threw it.
Nice.
I grabbed it. And so it's like, that would have been a great experience. But, like, you're a bunch of douchebags, so.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah, I totally get that. Crowds fucking ruin shit. I was telling Matt earlier that I've seen Metallica twice. The first time was a few years back at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play. And it was a cool setup. We were right on the field. You know, they put the stage at, like, one end zone and everyone else is all around. And the crowd was, like, super chill. Even on, like, the walk-in, you know, it was a lot of, like, dads taking sons sort of thing. Big group of whoever. And they were like, oh, hey, you're, like, fucking vertically challenged, so would you like to walk your way right up to the rail? And that's never happened to me before or since. Obviously, the show is amazing. Music was amazing. I think the Metallica really put in an effort to, you know, James Hetfield had his whole mic stand full of, like, picks probably like 30 picks down the mic stand, and at the end would just flick them out into the crowd several times. You know, there'd be drumsticks thrown. So it was really cool in that regard. But then seeing them in Buffalo, where they had like an X-shaped, almost like quadruple catwalk stage in the middle of, it's wherever hockey is played. I'm not sure what that venue is called. But, and like certainly was not as many people in like what would be the pit. The whole floor is basically the pit. And we're, you know, there early. Got a couple drinks. Metallica started playing. It's the closest I've ever been. Like, I mean, maybe 20 feet away.
Nice.
And like at eye level, like the stage is maybe 6 feet elevated. And there's this dude that's like pretty tall, probably like 5'10", maybe around 6 feet. And, you know, he's like with a girl and the girl's like my height. And I was like, oh, would you like mind if I like stepped in front of you like to see? And he is like, no. And, I was like, okay, well, good thing there's like 360 views here. So I walked around the entire opposite side of the fucking stage and planted myself with a whole bunch of other short girls like me. And he fucking followed me to where I was, stood in front of me and elbowed me that hard in my fucking face. And I had like a black eye and we just fucking left 20 minutes into the set. That those tickets were even more expensive than when they were outside of Boston, and we fucking left 20 minutes in.
It's crazy. That's absurd.
I wanted to knife that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't have a knife, though, so it was a problem.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but crowds can fucking ruin shit like that.
Yeah.
I went to another, like, hip-hop. I can't remember who it was, but I actually made it in. I didn't get whisked away to a strip club that time. Hmm. And those crowds were, like, violent. And it was a Darien Lake on the lawn.
Yeah, I've never been to anything like that.
I feel like it's just got to be this fucking area. I mean, think about rowdy Bills fans just fucking and taking it out. Like, that's this whole fucking area.
Yeah, that's fair.
True. Yeah, that was our concert.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Our concert list.
Thanks for coming to the Tree Fort, guys. It was good to talk to you again, be a bit more personal today.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what it. Was... So, question for the viewer. What would you say your three... We did three, right?
We did three.
Okay, I was making sure. What would be your three favorite concerts, and what would be your least favorite concert experience? Have you gotten elbowed in the nose?
Dunk, what was your favorite concert?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Shout out, Dunk. Shout out, concerts.
Dunk, not Donk. Donk is someone else, and we love Donk, but he doesn't listen.
You have a Dunk and a Donk?
Yeah.
There's a Dunk and a Donk.
There's actually two Dunks and a Donk.
What about Dunk and Donna? Donk.
No, my favorite thing is like imagining it like if they're playing basketball, like Dunk kicks it out to Donk, Donk throws it back to Dunk, Dunk donks it on Dank. Yeah, I'm gonna kill myself. help.
My brain stopped working after the second time.
Do we know Donk doesn't listen?
I don't think he does. I don't know if he knows how to operate.
Do we call him Donk because he's got a ba-donk?
No, his name's Donk.
His last name's Donk. But now, my new thing with him is when I leave the office, he's always there at the end of the day. Well, it'll be different when we move to the new office, but he's always leaving. I'm always the second to last to leave. He's always last to leave. So every day I'm like, all right, bye, Donk. I hope your wife tucks you in tonight. Good night. I love you. Mm-hmm. Sweet dreams. And he's like, I love you too. Sweet dreams.
Aww.
You
guys are cute.
Yeah. So there was a new girl that sits next to him, and he wasn't there one day. And I was like, hey, so when Donk gets back, tell him I said I love him, that I hope his wife tucks him in tonight. Sleep well. Sweet dreams. I was like, you got all that? She's like, okay.
Did she?
No. Ugh. I checked the next day.
Can't be fucking trusted.
So I'm not shouting her out by name because she disappointed me. But shout out Donk, even though you don't listen. But, yeah. So that'll do it for today.
Shout out everybody in the office that listens. We appreciate it.
Shout out everyone that listens, guys.
Shout out everybody, yeah, period, that listens.
Again,
shout out Laika for looking actually fucking deceased. Oh, he made eye contact with me.
No, he's alive. But, yeah, I mean, so I don't even know when this is going to get uploaded, but we've got a good amount of podcasts out. We've gotten a lot of feedback. Again, appreciate the love. Appreciate whatever you guys are doing on your end to like, follow wherever you see Tree Fort Gang, Twitter, which actually I don't think anyone's done anything with yet, but Instagram, Facebook, we love the love. We're just trying to grow this, but we're having a lot of fun. So thanks for joining us in the Tree Fort. This is Joe Johnson.
Philip Bowen.
Oh, Rose Murray.
Do you need a nap?
Permission. Why is this sour?
Permission to come inside. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Peace. Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Eric Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.